from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let me tell you a bizarre story that I didn't really believe when I first saw it, but it is true. Do you remember a woman named Maria Butina? Maria Butina was a Russian spy who was sent here to infiltrate Republican presidential campaigns in 2016. And she appears in pictures with different candidates. One of them was Scott Walker. You may not remember this, but back in around July or August of 2016, Walker was very high up in the polls, largely because he hadn't been seen yet by anybody. And so in Iowa, he spent $90 million, I think, had field staff all over the place, and he was doing very well in the polls. So everybody thought, oh, well, he'll be the nominee, and if he isn't the nominee, he'll be the vice presidential nominee. And suddenly Maria Butina comes batting her eyes and sniffing around and is photographed with him. Well, ultimately, the FBI and the CIA got her. She was a spy. She was convicted. She pled guilty in 2018. She was sentenced to a year and a half in prison. And she spent almost all of that in prison in the United States. A felon. She's a felon. When she got out of prison, they deported her back to Russia from where she had been sent, Maria Butina. Well, this is bizarre. She now works for a pro-Kremlin TV station, in other words, a propaganda outlet of Vladimir Putin. And she started out by taunting Alexei Navalny online. Alexei Navalny is Putin's main opponent. Putin had him poisoned, almost killed him. Alexei Navalny was taken to Germany where the doctors saved him. He insisted on going back with his wife. A lot of people said, don't do it. They'll kill you this time. But he is quite a guy. I mean, he's a Russian patriot in the good sense, looking on Russia as a great country, theoretically, if they could get rid of communism, authoritarianism, the crooks, thieves, and murderers that have run it for so long, except for that interlude, Boris Yeltsin and Mikhail Gorbachev from the early 90s till about 2000. 10-year gap, not quite a 10-year gap. Anyway, started a taunt of Alexei Navalny, whom Putin had thrown in prison when he came back. A secret trial, closed doors, a fake trial, typical fake trial, like a Stalin trial from the 40s, 30s, 40s, and early 50s. Alexei Navalny was sent to the worst prison in Russia, where they have professional thugs to beat up and really hurt individual prisoners. He's lost the feeling in one leg. Can't bear weight on one leg. And my own feeling, I'm not an epidemiologist, but there's ways of poisoning somebody when you have him as a captive you can't do when he's free. Just a small amount of some of these poisons over time will kill him. Or somebody will kill him at night with a knife and they'll say it was a fight. Putin is a murderer. Well, she taunted him, Maria Butina, obviously at the direction of the Kremlin, of Putin, online. And then the other day, believe it or not, she went to the prison to taunt him in person. And he's wasted away somewhat. Can't support weight on one of his legs. And this gal shows up sadistically to taunt Alexei Navalny in prison. Now, I don't think that Putin is entirely rational. I don't think that he has all his marbles. If you have your opponent captive and you can kill him and you're starting to kill him slowly and you killed another one, had him shot right outside the Capitol a couple of years ago, blamed Chechenians, just went out and arrested a Chechenian, random guy, said he did it. when you murdered a guy in London and murdered a guy in Berlin, you'd think that you'd lie low a little bit. And you just say that Navalny is dying in prison of natural causes because you've gotten away with it so long. But Maria Butina didn't do this on her own. She didn't stick her nose in it on her own. She went there to taunt the man in person sadistically, saying the food was good. He was malingering about his ailments. And this somehow got out. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Another story that broke over the weekend. I don't think it's going to go anywhere at all. The DA of Fond du Lac County has announced he's running for attorney general. Well, attorney general isn't open. Josh Call's doing a very good job as attorney general. I know Josh, knew his mother, Peggy Lautenschlager, herself a very fine attorney general. And the fact is that this guy from Fond du Lac has nothing going for him to be the state attorney general. Attorney general is different from a lot of other partisan offices. It's not like governor or anything else. The attorney general is really much more like a justice of the Supreme Court who has to apply the law without fear or favor, without partisanship. And Josh Call is doing that. This guy from Fond du Lac, in his press announcement, just bled all over the place with Trumpian political sentiment. He will politicize the attorney general's office, which should not be done. Nobody in the state, Republican or Democrat, should want that done. One of the things he said is he stuck his nose into the Kenosha case of the police officer who shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back as he was slowly getting into his own car with his kids in the back seat. And the prosecuting authorities were afraid politically to prosecute the officer. So they said, this was reasonable conduct on his part, or we couldn't have say it wasn't. That's baloney. That is baloney. It is political fear. I'm hoping that Joe Biden, when he puts a new U.S. attorney in Milwaukee, revisits that case, because it's also a violation of federal law. You don't shoot a guy in the back 7 times when he slowly gets in his car with his kids in the back seat because you get mad that he's not obeying your order to slow down or to do what you want him to do. There are other ways of doing that. This guy in Fond du Lac goes, well, you know, you got to think of that cop. That cop, he has his rights too. Injecting that issue, sort of like Ron Johnson electing imposing a racial issue in this. So what you're going to have in this race, especially if this is the only candidate for attorney general on the Republican side, you're going to have a Ron Johnson type guy subscribes to Trumpian partisanship, dividing the country, dividing the state. He's doing it to try to sneak in with a slight majority by demonizing and politicizing the race itself. It can't be permitted to happen. We happen to have an attorney general right now. I know Josh, I knew Bronson LaFollette, I knew Jim Doyle. I knew John Reynolds at one time, former governor who was a attorney general himself at one time. These are very fine people. They all did it without fear or favor. You get a Republican in there and he's gonna stop fining companies who dump carcinogenic forever chemicals and water. It's not just a lot of social issues, it's a lot of other issues. So I announce it simply because it's out there. If this is the only guy, he shouldn't go anywhere. I don't think he is going anywhere, but definitely do what you can and make sure he doesn't go anywhere. Coming to the end of the show, end of Matt Flynn Direct. I'm looking forward to getting back with you. Same time, same place, Matt Flynn Direct, signing off. My friend who heard it from another, you've been messing around.